It happened on a Sunday afternoon in January a couple of years ago, as my family and I were driving home from Manchester on the day when you elected me to be your next pastor, and when I chose to accept that call, realizing that both of us were taking a risk. I wasn't exactly the nice new young pastor that everyone may have been expecting. Getting on in years, I myself struggled with whether this was the best decision for me and for Emmanuel, but I felt led by God. And as we were driving home that afternoon, heading down towards Reisterstown, there had been some rain, and there in front of us was a double rainbow, one of the most brilliant double rainbows I have ever seen. Not just one rainbow, but a rainbow and then another rainbow on top of that one. And for me, that was kind of a reminder from God. God assuring me that He was there in that decision, that He would continue to be with me, to be with the people of Emmanuel, that He would never give up on us, and to know that His love will always be there for us. So what is a rainbow? Now, of course, modern science can explain to us how rainbows happen, formed by the prismatic effect of sunlight passing through raindrops that splits the light into all the colors of the spectrum. But the Bible tells us that the rainbows are more than a meteorological phenomenon. Rainbows are indeed a sign from God, and a very special sign at that. We hear the story of the rainbow in our first scripture reading this morning, the story of Noah and the ark. That story begins with God, who is so deeply disappointed in this creation that He has made and in these human beings who keep on messing up so terribly, that God is just about ready to wipe the slate clean and start all over. He sends this horrible flood, spares Noah and his family in order to preserve the human race. But after that flood is over and God looks over this world, it's now beginning to recover from this flood, and God discovers that He loves His wayward creatures too much to ever give up on them. And so God puts this rainbow up in the sky. And actually, the Bible tells us that the rainbow is not so much a reminder for us, but is actually kind of God's way of reminding Himself. Like that pillow that Ryan puts on the floor, you know, to help him remember something. God puts that rainbow up in the sky to remember His own promise. Never to give up on you, never to give up on me, never to give up on His world. No matter how bad things may get, God will never give up. He will continue to love His fallen, broken creation. And so, and that also means that God will find some way, some other way, of redeeming His lost, healing His broken creation. So, and that's very important for me as a pastor, to know that even when I blow it, even when I make some big mistakes, to know that God will never give up on me. God remains true to His promise, faithful and steadfast to the end. No matter how much we human beings mess up, and we've seen some big messing up in the world these days and weeks, God remains faithful and steadfast to the end, even when we are less than faithful and steadfast. The sun keeps on shining, night follows day, spring follows winter. The basic order of creation is miraculously preserved, although we do not deserve it. The Rainbow Covenant recognizes the reality of human sin and its horrible effects on all of creation. And although it does not, the rainbow doesn't say what God will do in order to solve the problem of sin and evil in God's world, it does say that God will not give up on His creatures until He has found a way. You know, there's an old legend which says that if you follow a rainbow to the end, you find a pot of gold, right? I don't know if anyone who has ever found that to be true, But I do know that if you follow God's rainbow to the end, you find something worth more than a pot of gold. You follow God's rainbow to the end, you find a cross. The cross on which God gave his only begotten Son, found his own way to conquer sin and death and bring his rainbow promise to fulfillment. So what does it mean for you and for me to put our faith in the God of the rainbow covenant? So if God has committed himself never to give up on his wayward creatures, then of course it's a no-brainer that we must never give up on each other and that we must never give up on ourselves. And we, of course, this week had yet another terrible school shooting down in Florida. We begin to wonder when it will end, if it will end. And there are days when I wonder why God isn't just throwing up his arms and say, "That's it, I give up." It's because God made a promise in the rainbow and especially on that cross where Jesus gave his life for sinners, even for that sinner who committed that horrible, despicable act in Florida. Jesus gave his life for him too, and of course for each and every one of those who perished in that horrible act. God made a promise, and so we, those who believe and follow Jesus, also the same way. We will not give up on our world. We will not give up on our community. We will not give up on each other, and especially never give up on yourself. And this, I think, is also right at the heart of scouting. That in scouting, young boys become young men and learn that basic truth in life. You know, as you grow, never give up on yourself. Never give up on your fellow scouts. Never give up on your community. Never give up. Because we have a God who has promised never to give up on us. And so we, the people of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and I might add, Boy Scout Troop 320 here in Manchester, we are God's rainbow over the town of Manchester. This church and our scout troop stand here as visible reminders that God has made that promise to Manchester, that God will never give up on the people of Manchester. That as we live out that promise in our lives, we become that rainbow for all of our neighbors. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your rainbow promise that you fulfilled in the cross of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you never give up on us, on our community, or on our world. Help us, Lord, to shine brightly as your rainbow, to give that hope and that assurance to all those around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.